How's it going, everybody? Welcome to the Positive Mindset Podcast, where we work together to raise our vibration, lift our perspective, and build a positive mindset. My name is Henry, and in this episode, we're going to talk about manifesting the positive things that you want in your life. So if you are somebody that wants a job promotion, if you want a new relationship, if you want to change something within yourself, whether it's your mindset, your health, whatever it is that you want to change, this is going to be an episode on steps to do that and how you can apply them right away in a positive way using that positive mindset. But before we get started, we're going to take a few moments to slow down, zero in, and take a deep healing breath. And we're going to really spend some time in this because with these breathing exercises, this is going to be what the topic is about. So I really want you to be present in this moment if you can. Cut out the distractions, really focus on your internal being, your breath, your alignment, how you feel, and the energy that you are in. So when you take a deep breath in, you're going to pick a word, and this word is going to resonate with a frequency that you want in your life. It could be love, happiness, joy, abundance, forgiveness, whatever word, whatever frequency you want to apply now or that you feel like you need. You're going to say that word over and over and over again as you're taking a deep breath. You're going to visualize the frequency of that word coming inside you as you're taking this deep breath. And then as you hold your breath, you're going to visualize yourself doing something in that frequency, just charging yourself up with that frequency. And then once you exhale, anything that no longer resonates with that will leave you and you'll be in a more positive state. So let's go ahead and take a deep breath in. And out. All right. Well, we're going to do one more deep breath before we dive into the message. And this one is all going to be about relaxing. So we don't want any resistance when we go into this next space of perspective, of introspection, and alignment seeking on where we're going to go forward. So you want to let your shoulders relax, your face relax, and just breathe and allow yourself to sink in the seat or get comfortable however you are. So go ahead and take another deep breath in. And out. All right, so this is, I think, the next stage of the Positive Mindset Podcast. For this past year or 13, 14 months that I've been doing this, the original goal of this podcast was to really coach myself. It was something that I love to do. I love to help others. And when I got laid off from my job, it was something that I missed. And so I decided that I was going to coach myself and put it on the podcast. And so that's what I did. And it has grown. I think we've all grown together if you've been listening to this. But now I am back working at the job that I was at before. You know, it's amazing how that worked out and I'm so blessed. But I feel like it's time to take that next step to move forward. And I hope y'all are ready for this ride. So the positive mindset is the way things process in our being. Meaning, do we view it in a negative way, where it's lower vibration, or do we perceive it in a higher vibration? And then how do we take that action? It's not a positive being good, negative being bad. It's strictly just different vibrations. And so as we try to get on that higher vibration, eventually we're going to want to manifest things in our life. It could be manifest a new job, money, manifest a new friend group. You know, there's so many things that we want to manifest. And so this is something that I am quickly learning to really apply. And if you've been listening for a while, you know that I believe the process is to grow, which we're doing together, and then give, which is putting it out on this podcast, and give what we learn. And that's how we continue to up this path as we continue to raise our vibration. And so the next step, if you want to manifest things, is to be able to visualize yourself in those things. And so what I've done, and I really would recommend you do too, is create a vision board. If you want an idea for one, you can follow me on Instagram. I'm going to be posting every single day in my stories about this manifestation and my process through it. But I created a vision board, and what I did is I wrote certain words, certain terms to identify who Henry, what my being is, and then I put some things on there that I am working towards so that way I can speak it into existence. And then as I move throughout the day, I can apply each thing with gratitude, with love, in the actions. And so by doing that, I am controlling my vibrational state as I go into things and setting a vibrational expectation of what it is that I want out of it. And hopefully you'll be able to do the same. And so an example of this is leading with gratitude. And this podcast, again, is the perfect example of this. This is something that I've been doing for a while. And through August and September and the beginning of part of October, I had some of the biggest growth that I had ever experienced with this podcast. Listenership was going through the roof. It was absolutely amazing. And then through that time, I shifted jobs. So I left Gym Boom, the company I was working for. I stepped out of the business partnership I had created with the gym and I went back to Gold's Gym. But through that, I had to send back the computer that I enjoyed using that was given to me to use for the company that I was with since I was working remotely. So I had to send it back, but it was a really nice MacBook computer. And so I had to go back to my old computer. And what happened by doing that, it made making the podcast really difficult because it was an older laptop. It was extremely slow. So something that would normally take 2 to 3 hours was now taking much longer because the processing was so slow. It would freeze, it would glitch, it was so many issues. And I was creating this unhappiness with creating the podcast. And so what I did, and I shared this on the podcast, was I decided it was time to invest in a new computer. So I bought a MacBook computer that would help with all the stuff. So I got the computer, set it up, and I felt so good about that. I got this nice computer, I'm looking at it, my energy is starting to spike up at that time, but the results weren't there. And I just thought, okay, well, maybe things will start getting better. You know, the podcast episode was really the same. You couldn't hear the difference. What was different was my vibrational state when I was making it. And so the story is, I had this great computer. Things were going. I was feeling good. Every time I was making a podcast, I knew that it was going to do better than the last one because I was seeing the results from that. I switch computers. Results start going down. And I think, oh, okay, the computer is what I need to change and that will help my vibrational state. And so I changed the computer and I felt better about what I was using. I was back to normal creation times. It was getting put together much quicker at that time. And so I thought, okay, things will be better. But the numbers are still not reflecting it. They're still going down a little bit. And so I was just wondering, like, what do I need to change? Do I need to change the direction of the podcast? Is it just people don't want to hear about this stuff? Like, what is it that needs to change? And so I was talking to somebody, a coach of mine, and we were talking about, you know, should I change the direction of the podcast? You know, what should I do? And what she recommended and what she talked about was getting in the gratitude state for being thankful that you have it, but then setting the intention of what it is you want out of it. And I thought about that. And I was like, I haven't redone that. You know, if you go back to episode 6 months ago, I was very intentional of, you know, wanting to reach 30,000 people per episode. And I said it multiple times and I was speaking into existence and things were growing. And then I just started going into this daily routine of just seeing the success and repeating, seeing the success and repeating. And then I had one little hiccup with the laptop changing, which the old laptop I had to use, I could still make the episode and the listener probably couldn't tell the difference. But for me, it knocked me out of that direction that I was moving. And so when I replaced the computer, I thought that would fix it, but it didn't. It just changed a frequency of something around me. It appeased some of the pain I was feeling in making the episodes, but it didn't reset the expectation of the frequency of the podcast that I was going. And so that's when I realized we have to be intentional every single day with gratitude on the frequencies that we want to experience. We have to be in control of that because if we don't, the external frequencies around us, the external vibrations that we're constantly flowing through in this world will change our directions. And it happens in slow steps because you don't notice it. The computer changed and it disrupted me. I changed the computer back. So I thought, okay, I'll be okay. But I didn't realign my expectations. So in this life, it's very clear that if you set your expectations every single day, you're going to give yourself the best chance to experience the experience that you want in this life. And if you're like me, if you want to grow, if you want to be that person that can be the highest vibrational version of yourself, then it's very important that we align our frequencies every single day because this earth is not the highest frequency place. This is a learning school. In my opinion, this is a learning opportunity for us. That means we are students to what is happening. And if we are students to what is happening, then we have to constantly be working to be in a frequency above the average that is here on this earth. And if we want to help people, if we want to lift people up, then we doubly have to be focused on that, because if you do something at a 10, you can't expect everyone else to do it at a 10. They're going to do it at a few points less than you on average. So the higher you can drive your frequency, the higher I can drive my frequency, the better we can be that rising tide to lift all ships. Well, I hope that was helpful. I hope that gave you the perspective that you were looking for, but we are going to head back to the studio. If you enjoyed this message and you want to be a part of the frequency building, if you want to have a reminder to manifest, to be specific about your manifestations, go ahead and follow me on Instagram. There's a link in the description below. I am committing to doing a post every single day. Now, it's probably going to be in my stories, but I'm going to do a post every single day about the things that I'm working on manifesting with my board. If you want to see the board that I put on there, you can check it out, because it'll be in my stories. But I think this will be a lot of fun to do this together. I want you to have everything that you can. And a reason I think this is so important is the relationship with money is one that has a lot of opinions on it. A lot of people have opinions on, should you have a lot of money? Should you chase money? And to me, I think that money is a result of the frequency that you want to be in, versus if you chase money, which was what I had done, where I chased the results of things for so long, that's where I struggled. But if you chase money, you might have the money, but you might have the emptiness. But if you chase the frequency building within yourself towards love, you can have that. And if it expands you, if it allows you, if it's part of what you want to be in your growth, then you can have the money too, because you're in abundance with the universe. And so that's why I think these manifestation techniques are going to be so important for us as we continue to grow. And if you haven't already, and you really want to support the podcast, you need to check out my partnership with Fierce Ford Jewelry. We put together a really awesome piece of jewelry. This is something that if you want something to carry with you, if you spend time listening to these podcasts, or you like to listen to audiobooks or songs to ramp you up, to get you in the right mindset, but then you go throughout the day and then you find that frequency that you built up fading, then this might be the right thing for you. Now, this is a beautiful piece of jewelry that we put together that will help you get in alignment as you're doing your manifestation, as you're setting your intentions for the day, but you can align them with that item. And then that way, as you're going through the day, as you're experiencing the world around you, you will have that reminder, you will have that hard material thing with you to keep that frequency around you, so that way you can conquer the day in the way that you want. If you're interested in checking it out, there's a link in the description. Go ahead and check it out. Fierce Ford is an awesome brand, so I'm happy to support her, and thank you for supporting me when you do it as well. Well, have a great day. Thank you so much for listening, and I can't wait to talk to everybody next time.